Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on this Monday, July 15th. Forgive me, I was just sharing the show off my Facebook page, and I would implore you to do the same. It's episode number 31 of the program. We're coming to you from the bunker in sunny and hot Western Canada. Rod Peterson here, Darren DuPont there. If I'm Bert, you're Ernie. How's that?
I like that one.
Because we got so much play in the romper room comment last week. Let's go with a Sesame Street theme. It's just us for the warm-up here, opening up the program. I'm excited about this one. I know people have been waiting all weekend for us to get to the air. So here we are, coming up on the program today, two rider greats, Kenton Keith and Stevie Baggs. You decide. For me, they were both great. Certainly memorable. Certainly very memorable. Both of them. They'll be joining us on the video chat. Joining us in the bunker, Global Regina's Taylor Shire, the pride of Rokenville. He always comes with the sizzle and the steak. He's got thoughts on week five in the CFL. And Amanda Ruler will be joining us here in the bunker, and I'm excited about that. You and I have done work with her. She is becoming worldwide famous. You've seen what she's done with her social media. She's a former professional football player with a Los Angeles team in the Lingerie Football League. And actually, she's going to be helping this program out, too. So, as you all know, when we get rolling here on the warm-up, here's the topics of the day. Clearly, Kavis Reid is looking for a job. Fired yesterday as the GM of the Montreal Alouettes. We'll spend most of this segment probably on that. Wimbledon, I'll give DuPont 30 seconds to talk about the final on Sunday, which is still going, right? Isn't that what your lower third said? Still watching it? Winnipeg Blue Bombers tear apart the Argos the other night, 48-21, but then trolled them on Twitter, celebrating late in the game. Come on, Winnipeg. We're trying to be friends with you on this program, but as Jones would say, Chris Jones would say, win with class. Simone Lawrence, as we sit here this morning, we're still waiting. Clark Monroe is on the other side of this wall, our producer. Clark, if we get breaking news, can you please put it up on the ticker? Always, he says. Discussion this morning in the National Football League of going to 18 games. It's popped up over the past few years, but they're really talking about it in meetings now. I watched Marcus Spears talking about it on ESPN this morning. The longtime NFLer says, no way, players don't want it. Well, should it be left up to the players? Do the inmates run the asylum? LeBron James wants to change his jersey from number 23 to 6, and Nike's blocked it. What did you... That, I got to talk about that. Craven, the Monday after Craven. I feel sorry for those that are waking up and are in, you know, dealing with the consequences. There's going to be consequences. Kavis dealt with the consequences, and now people are dealing with Craven consequences. And the last thing is the athletic Kirk Penton, who I respect immensely. Formerly the Winnipeg Sun, post-media chain, followed the Bombers for years. Now he still does for The Athletic, which is the paywall newspaper online site, right? He has a thing every week called The Insiders, where guys anonymously trash each other in the CFL. And
Sounds great.
A lot of people have problems with it. When I quote anonymous sources, I get ripped for it. When he does it, it's great journalism. But anyways, one of the insiders anonymously saying that Mike Benavides is the only guy who knows football on the CFL on TSN panel, and that these other guys are fluff, and I didn't read the exact quote, but something like that. And these guys also trashed, the insiders trashed Mike O'Shea for the way he dresses, Devon Claybrooks for the way he wears his hat, stuff like that, right?
Right.
Real courageous stuff.
Yeah.
And anyways, that has spawned today's Daily Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll, and that is, who is your favorite CFL on TSN panelist? And there are only four slots on a Twitter poll, as you know. All of a sudden, we're already into the hundreds of votes. Here are your categories. Here are your contestants, folks. Henry Burris, Matt Dunnigan, Milt Stegall, and Mike Benavides. We had to put Benny in there over Davis Sanchez because, A, he spawned the discussion from Kirk Pettin's athletic column that he's the only guy that knows football. And, two, I think all told, he's done more panels probably than Davis Sanchez all time because Davis is so new. So we invite you to vote on that today at our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. Who do you think is the runaway winner so far, Dupes?
Henry Burris. Really?
Milt Stegall, wow. The Turtle Man, with 40% of the vote. I personally will vote for Henry Burris, but that's a personal sentimental vote. But I also think he's the best, too. I had him on here, called him the natural.
Right.
But right now, Milt, and I'm not sure Milt will, hey, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? It's a 24-hour poll. So he's leading in the opening 30 minutes since I posted this thing on our Twitter feed. So Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, good morning to them. And good morning, actually good evening, to the viewers in Norway today, Dupes, our 19 that tune in every day. Thank you.
Love it.
Happy Monday.
Yes.
So there's all my topics. Wimbledon, you got 30 seconds. Go.
That was fun. That's all I'll say. It was lots of fun. Almost 5 hours of tennis between, I mean, two of the legends. I mean, with Nadal, Djokovic, Federer, three of the greatest tennis players maybe of all time. And Federer is one of those guys who you just have to watch, even if you like tennis or you don't like tennis, because he's one of the greatest athletes of all time, period. And it was said to me over the weekend as I was talking about it, you know, he's in the conversations with the Bradys and the Jordans and all these, and the Gretzkys and all these great athletes of all time, but he's done it all by himself. He's got no offensive coordinator calling plays during the game. He's got no teammates, got no offensive line blocking for him. It's all him. So it's cool. Special. It's kind of neat to watch one of those moments.
30 seconds.
I got it in.
You
it's
did.
Clean. It's clean.
Good job. Well, you're a veteran broadcaster. I will say this. I was walking with my wife Sunday morning in the heat to go have coffee, and I'm seeing all over Facebook and Twitter, including you and my friend Wanda and Esteban and Josh Shaw, a lot of people across the country, about this final. And I'm like, I just spent 6 hours inside watching football all day Saturday. I'm not going to spend 5 hours watching a sport I don't care for. So you can have it. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Why I would come with now.
For sure.
The big news out of the weekend isn't even about the games. It's about Cavis Reed being toasted by the Montreal Alouettes. So I was up having some coffee at home, first one up in my house, and I get the alert from TSN on my phone. I'm not sure how you found out about the same thing.
Yeah.
Get the alert, and then I go into that Cavis Reed had been relieved by the Eskimos or the Alouettes. So then I go into my email and I got it from the Alouettes, the news release. And I'm like, oh, because nothing surprises me anymore. How many times have I said nothing surprises me in sports? And dang sure the CFL, nothing surprises me. So I'm like, okay, Cave is fired. Replacing him, Joe Mack. I'm like, no. Not Joe Mack. What are you doing? This is from the frying pan into the fire. But it's their team, and how teams run their business is their business. I have no issues with Joe Mack, but for anybody that's worked for him or with him in the CFL in Winnipeg or in the National Football League with Washington, the results just aren't there. They're very similar to Cavis. And I was in a press box at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, and my name bar had Rod Peterson, Saskatchewan Rough Riders there. Guy beside me is the head scout for another NFL team. We're watching the Seahawks and the Vikings. He goes, oh, you're in the CFL. You know that Joe Mack? And I'm like, well, I don't know him personally, but I know of him. And then he proceeded to just rip the guy. And I'm like, look, what did I say? That's the business.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. And I'm like, come on. We're in the press box here, man. It was vicious. Doesn't really matter what this guy thinks. I'm just saying, where's the results? You know, and they're saying this is what they say. I was reading it again this morning, that it's not permanent. How could it be permanent? So Joe Mack and Kahari Jones are two of a trio of three. They're going to manage this job for the rest of the year. I'm just saying, like I said about Kavis, because I like Kavis. He's a fun guy to chat with. I wouldn't hire him to run my football team. And you've seen what's come out since, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell our viewers and listeners what that is.
Which part?
Why he was fired.
Well, there's various different reasons, right? I've seen a few different reports.
Can I read this to you from the Montreal Gazette?
You read me that one.
DJ Ormejoust, who covers the Alouettes for RDS, reported on Twitter that several of his sources told him Kavis Reid had come up with a system to circumvent the salary cap and that he was also caught charging the Alouettes for personal expenses such as plane tickets. The Gazette has learned that in January this year, the Régie du Logement delivered a decision allowing the owner of a residential building in Plateau Mont-Royal to have Reid removed from an apartment where he... What are you... Just my face?
Yes.
Where he had resided since October 27th. According to the decision, Reid owed the landlord $6,200 in rent not paid between September and December of last year. In March, the landlord took Reid to court. Now, grounds for dismissal, I don't know. Doesn't make Kavis look very good.
Right.
I guess the president, Boy Van, at the news conference yesterday... I didn't watch it. I listened to the coverage, read it on Twitter. He blurted out that we had to fire him because of issues not related to football. And now, of course, the reporters dig out what it is. There was a very good friend of mine, Dave Jameson, TSN 1260 Edmonton, was putting on Twitter yesterday, hey, the Eskimos are looking for a president. Is Kavis the guy? This is before all that came out.
Right.
So does this report of what Kavis is allegedly guilty of finish him working in football? Initially, you'd say yes. But as Gary Etcheverry says, forever's a long time. Michael Vick went to jail for 2 years and came back and played in the National Football League. So, and as of today, I still own a high-end pizzeria. There are people, and so I've learned a lot in the restaurant industry, there are people fired for this all the time in the restaurant industry, and just go work down the street. What do you think? There's all my thoughts on this.
Well, I know it was a dunk that had put it up on three down when it comes to Kavis being fired, that the ties to the new ownership, that any potential new owner had wanted it very clear that they wanted Kavis Reid not part of the organization before any deal went through. They didn't want to have to deal with it. They wanted him gone. And so I had read that too early in the weekend. And then Dave Naylor, I think, contradicted the report and said, well, that's not quite what they're saying. They're saying that's not why it is. So I wonder, you know, what the real legal ramifications are of him losing his job. If that's it, if the new ownership, anybody you're in, you know, talks with was like, hey, look, we want him gone. Get rid of him. And then maybe we've got a deal.
Isn't that interesting?
And maybe that's not quite the right way to do it. So you start finding out some things that you can put in the news conference and leak to the media as grounds for dismissal. I'm throwing some things out here, right, without doing my homework. So
No, that's cool. It just sounded to me like Boy Van didn't want to get into this, but right. The media was hammering away on him until he cracked and blurted it out. I don't know. I wasn't there. But if Justin Dunk's reporting something like that, then that, you know. Yeah. When's he ever been wrong?
Never.
Half past, never.
Yeah.
I want to read some comments from the Facebook wall because I'm loving them this morning. Michael Mahan says he's watching up at Waskasu on Facebook today. Kimberly, Lauren Pettit, watching from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, here on holidays. From Scott Isbister, checking in from the sunny and blue waters of Honduras.
I said,
Interesting time to go to Honduras.
Smelling some on-location places probably got we could do the show from.
Probably got a cheap deal. So there is the warm-up. So a lot of topics to get to today. Global Regina's Taylor Shire coming into the bunker next. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Monday morning, sports update here on the Rod Peterson Show. Simone Pagenaud earned his third victory of the season and won in Toronto for the first time on Sunday. The win on the streets around Exhibition Place was Pagenaud's first this year away from Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Frenchman won the Indy 500 and the road course race at the Speedway to save his job with Team Penske. Marcus Stroman looked sharp in his return to the mound, but the Blue Jays still lost to the Yankees 4-2. Stroman pitched for the first time since June 29th after being sidelined with a left pectoral cramp. He gave up 3 runs and 7 hits in 6 innings while striking out 7 and walking 2 in the Bronx. And what they're talking about all across the land today, Kavis Reed is out and a group of 3 is in. As general manager of the Montreal Alouettes, Reed was fired Sunday and replaced by assistant GM Joe Mack, head coach Kahari Jones, and director of football operations Patrick Donovan. Those 3 will share the day-to-day management duties. That comes on the heels of a 2-game Alouettes win streak. So far, coach of the year, Kahari Jones, wouldn't you say? By the way, loving the Facebook feed. Nuji watching from sunny Kelowna this morning. Nuji, thanks for tuning in. Kudos on the new convertible. If anybody deserves it, it's you. Prairie Mobile text line 840-8777. If you're listening to the program, I would like to text in 306-840-8777. Interesting comments coming in. Dan Millett says that Kavis was fired immediately following back-to-back wins signifies that there are off-field reasons for his dismissal. From Michael Mahan, is Joe Mack an improvement or more of the same? Arash Madani putting on Twitter yesterday, this is like going passing the torch from Lombardi to Belichick, isn't it? So we welcome. Oh, breaking news. Update on Simone Lawrence? Still no update. That's getting a little ridiculous. We welcome to the bunker, Global Regina's Taylor Shire. How are you doing, Taylor?
Pretty good.
Good. Survived the weekend.
Yeah, I did. I was golfing in Strasbourg on Saturday for the Mark Cross Memorial Golf Tournament. Then did some yard work yesterday, so it was a pretty good weekend.
No Craven for you.
No.
You've graduated. I'm so proud of you.
I'm past that, yeah. But we did drive by on the way home from Strasbourg. We were kind of thinking about stopping in, but the thunderstorm
the pole,
rolling in. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it kind of pulled us to the right. No, pull it back.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
So we kept going.
The tractor beam of Craven and Country Thunder. So all these topics, I don't know. A, the cave is firing, what do you think? And B, does he work again in the CFL, i.e. as president of the Edmonton Eskimos?
I'm shocked that the Alouettes have won back-to-back games. And if they were 0-4, you could fire Cavis Reed and no one would bat an eye. But the fact that they've won back-to-back games and then all of a sudden you fire him, it's not a good look. There is obviously something shady going on. There has to be, because you don't win back-to-back games and fire your GM. There's obviously something in the works, and whether it's some financial things that he's doing that some people have reported, maybe we'll find out eventually, but we don't know. I was even shocked that he was hired in Montreal in the first place.
Way back when?
Yeah, way back when. Because he doesn't have a track record of success, in my opinion.
No.
He's had highs and lows and just... It just seems like not a steady guy that you want to lead your franchise. I don't know the guy. He's probably a great guy. You know him a bit better than me personally. I've interviewed him, but he's not a guy to me that is steady. And that's, I think, what you want as a GM.
Aside from if he's guilty of what the Montreal Gazette's reporting,
yeah.
Is it illegal not paying your rent? I guess. I've never been in that situation. I don't know. But all it really comes down to is wins and losses. For the most part,
yeah.
Whether you're a good guy or not really doesn't matter. Cavis didn't have the wins and losses. He worked for the Riders. I spent a lot of time around him. I've interviewed him countless times. Let's remember, you don't really know somebody when they leave the stadium. You know them at the stadium. You don't know what they're like when they're gone. But anyways... Clark's telling me to read Andrew's comment. Why should I read Andrew's comment, Clark? And I can't read it. It runs off the screen. If you were the Edmonton Eskimos, why would you hire him? That's my question.
Hire him back?
Yeah. No. As president.
No. They've already... No. I don't see a position where he gets... Because the league is so small, there's oftentimes where people circle back and go to different teams. You have to. Because the league is small. We've seen coaches go right on basically every team. But I don't think that... I think Edmonton has learned that maybe this isn't the right guy for our position. However, if there's no one else out there, then maybe you have to.
There's always somebody out there.
But not yeah. Someone that's been around, that's had... That, there's not many people that have years of experience in the CFL that are looking for a job right now that want to be in a position like that. You maybe should hire someone with... Not a good no track record as opposed to not a good track record.
Chart his career for me. He was a special teams coordinator here.
Before that, he was in Winnipeg as either DB's coach or special teams coordinator. He's bounced around from team to team to team.
But did he go right from here to the front office in Edmonton?
As the head coach?
Like he went to the head.
It was right around then.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then worked his way up and obviously became, in Montreal in the front office. And that's tough. You want guys when they transition to that role to grow into it and learn the role, right? It's different than being a coach, even though you're evaluating players and doing things like that, and maybe you have success in one area. But look at G. Roy Simon, the way he's going about getting into the personnel side of the game, right? He's doing it by learning and putting his boots on the pavement, and not just trying to jump in and bite off more than he can chew. And for Cavis, I mean, all the bad publicity over the last couple of seasons. At some point, you have to start thinking self-preservation, and maybe you start thinking about resignation, because this situation is so bad and it's so toxic that now, like we've kind of talked about, who's going to touch him?
Well, that's why. Never say never.
Yeah.
As I've said in this business, never say never. I would be shocked if what's being reported by the Gazette, if it's true that the Edmonton Eskimos would touch Cavis Reed for these reasons. But again, is sports any different than, say, the restaurant industry of what I'm involved in, and people get fired for these things all the time? I don't know. Do you not check references? They just move on to their next job. And as I read on Twitter yesterday, Cavis seems to be the guy that fails forward or fails up. So maybe he is the next general manager of the Edmonton Eskimos, or president of the Edmonton Eskimos. They seem to be running just fine without one, by the way. Have you noticed? 3-1 and $22 tickets, they're going to fill the place for Commonwealth Stadium, or at least they should. Hey, a couple other things. Taylor Shire of Global Regina. I'm trying to get my phone to go. It's hard when you're on live television / whatever we're on here to operate your phone. But who's your favorite CFL on TSN panelist?
I'm going to go other and vote, Chris Schultz.
Right. Well, he's not in.
I know. So current, I'll say I like Dunnigan's takes, but I do miss Schultze on the panel. I think he kind of told it as it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go with Dunnigan this year.
Yours is the write-in ballot, Chris Schultze.
Yes.
Yeah. I remind people that are voting on the poll that Twitter only gives you four options. Henry Burris, Matt Dunnigan. That's what the comments were for. Henry Burris, Matt Dunnigan, Milt Stegall, Mike Benavides. Of our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll, Milt Stegall is the winner. How about that, Winnipeg? How about that? Now,
first quarter.
The thing
first
is,
quarter, exactly.
The comment that you said earlier about Kirk Pentton, these guys, they don't need to necessarily be right. You need to be opinionated, and all those guys are. That's what it takes to be an analyst on a panel. You don't have to be right. You have to have an opinion.
That's why you got Dave Naylor.
And so you, yes, exactly. So you don't need to know.
You have to be credible.
You have to be credible. You don't need to know what's actually happening. You have to throw opinions out there and see if they stick. You have to have some sort of, you know, back and forth.
Well,
you can't just agree with each other and pat each other on the back and say, hey, yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, let's dive right into it. I mean, as far as The Athletic, I have not put down my credit card and subscribed to The Athletic. I've got a lot of friends writing there. I just don't see the need. I can get, in my opinion, just as good a coverage anywhere else. And the only reason I saw this comment from the insiders portion was a lady had put it on her blog in Winnipeg. This is what they're saying from the insiders in Kirk Pentton's column. And I'm like, Mike Benavides is the only guy that knows football. Mike Benavides isn't in the Football Hall of Fame, Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Milt Stegall is. Matt Dunnigan is. Henry Burris is going to. But again, that's football people just sitting around and bitching like a bunch of old ladies, which is fun. Hey, I'm all for it. But am I going to pay for it? Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. But the way, have you read Penton's insider's portion of his column?
No.
Because he was doing it back in the Winnipeg Sun for years.
I read that.
Well, that's what I mean. Have you read that?
Not recently.
Make the farmers on coffee roll blush.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is way nastier than coffee roll. But let me get your opinion. You're a TV guy. You're all about image. Clearly DuPont is too, save for the Sox. Is Mike O'Shea unprofessional in the way he dresses? Is Devon Claybrook's unprofessional in wearing his hat sideways as the head coach of the BC Lions?
Does Bill Belichick look the part?
He looks ratty.
Does he win?
Homeless.
Does he win?
Right.
It's all that matters.
That is. It's all that matters. If you win, you'll be respected. I think you're...
Look good. Feel good.
Yeah.
Coach good.
You're respected if you do things your own way. I mean, it's as simple as that. If you own it and you're honest and you're authentically you,
yes,
it's great. I mean, 100%. You know, Rod, you and I follow different guys, whether it's in the business world or sports or whatever. I mean, a guy wants to wear a T-shirt everywhere he goes to board meetings and stuff, and he owns it, and that's him. Great. The other guys need to wear suits. It's the same deal. If he starts winning and he has the respect of his peers and the respect of his players, it's going to be no problem. It's just different. That's all it is.
Sure.
Right now. It's different.
Sure. And I preach all the time, be you. I tell people to be you. However, if you're walking in for a job interview, depending on the job, and you're covered in tattoos and neck tattoos and...
You better really own it.
Right. be you. But if you don't get the job, that might be why. Right? So you got to live with the consequences of being you. Consequences. There's that word again. There's going to be consequences. How ironic is that, by the way, that Kavis is a victim of consequences?
Classic.
Maybe that should have been our poll today. Does Kavis Reed ever work again in the CFL? I'd be interested to know. Maybe that can be a mini poll. Or Prairie Mobile text line. Let's get that humming this morning. 840-8777, 306-840-8777, the Prairie Mobile text line. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. We got so much to get to. Nike blocking LeBron James from changing his jersey number with the Yankee or the Lakers. Will the NFL go to 18 games? Should they? Saskatchewan Rattlers, they lost at home the other night to the Hamilton Honey Badgers, but as far as Dupes and I are concerned, it was a win. Also coming up on the program today, Kent and Keith and Stevie Bags. For now, we'll pause. This is the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
We've already heard so far today from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, Honduras, and beautiful Waskasu. Episode number 31 of the program is today, and we're coming to you from the bunker in sunny and hot Western Canada, just before we dive right back into the discussion. And are we getting Kent and Keith on? What's the scoop? Oh, 10 minutes time. Kent and Keith, KK. You know him from the band Frontline. What did you think, Darren, about the Rattlers game the other night in Saskatoon? And thank you, Rattlers, by the way, for rolling out the red carpet for us. That was a nice night.
It was a great night. I had so much fun at the game. I really did. Yeah, it was tough. They were up early in the game, and I did a great start when it comes to the basketball. But Hamilton's good. They're really good. They played well. But great basketball, great crowd. What was memorable for me is, I mean, we bought some merch and we're wearing that. And I was going to wear my Rattler shirt today, so I'll do that tomorrow on the show.
Dropped the ball on that one?
Dropped the ball. But walking around and being there, I mean, it was fun. Saskatoon, we got to get up there and do some shows in Saskatoon.
Oh, and we will,
because I mean, we were getting pictures in sent to our phones, and we don't know where they were taken from. People in the crowd
taking shots of us, Taylor, from the crowd and tweeting them. Spotted at the game. So that was cool.
Ran into some of our loyal listeners that stopped and said hi. Garnet, was great to see him.
From North Battleford.
Always commenting in the feed. So we see that in the mornings. That was great. So if you're watching, it was great to see you. And there were several more like that, which was a ton of fun.
They're home Thursday night, by the way. I can't make it because of a family commitment. But Thursday night, the Saskatchewan Rattlers back home. By the way, the President Lee Genier was apologizing all over himself for the lower crowd from what was below their average. And he's like, well, Friday night in the summer. And I'm like, I love Lee, by the way, so we go way back. But I'm like, from the marketing world, what would you say if it was a Tuesday, Wednesday? Like, it's either a good night or it's a bad night. It's a night.
It's tonight.
It's a beautiful summer night. I loved it. Yeah. Drove up from Saskatoon. And probably the best thing is, for anybody that says, there's nothing to do in Saskatchewan, there's getting to be a lot of things to do in Saskatchewan, and the Rattlers are one of them.
Yeah.
Cheap enough tickets.
Well, and the games, they fly by. It goes so quick. The pace is high.
Way too fast.
Way too fast. But
2-hour game.
You know, went for dinner before the game. It was still light out when we left the game, so went downtown, had some ice cream. It was great. Beautiful night.
Back to football. Whoops.
Whoops.
Taylor, are you new at broadcasting?
My first time.
From Greg Ducek on the Facebook wall. Don't you love the interactive nature of this program, by the way? It's so great. Did Cody Fajardo stick around for the bye week? Would like to know if he put in some extra time like all the great quarterbacks do. Well, we don't know where the riders are. I guess they hit practice again Tuesday, right, Taylor?
Yeah, you gonna be there? Cody Fajardo went home to spend some time with his wife.
Curses!
The guy, don't give him holidays.
Not serious about his craft.
He's not serious. I don't... none of the great quarterbacks stick around, in my opinion. Some of the great quarterbacks stick around, if you want to call them great. But no, most of the great quarterbacks, most of the good quarterbacks, all of the starters, I'll say, go home for at least one of the three bye weeks. Maybe he'll stick around for one, but no, these guys need holidays too. They need a mental break from football. They need to get away. And Cody Fajardo went home to see his wife and get a little R&R.
Could you imagine? I mean, you're a young dad. You have a job that keeps you on the road for minimum 6 months out of the year. And you get a nice week off where everyone's like, yeah, here's your holidays. Go home. Enjoy some. And you're like, no, I'm going to stay and I'm going to hang out in Regina. I mean, you can still put in work back at home. Extra film time. You can be on the phone, you know, with your coordinator, or your quarterback coach, or your teammates, whatever. And then get back a day early, 2 days early. But
yeah, some guys do stick around.
That's
I won't
true.
Say that. Like, I think there was three or four guys that we talked to anyway that were sticking around just to get some extra work in. You know, whether they had nothing going on back home or wanted to stay to try to improve. It was some of the rookies that we talked to. I won't name any names, but some of the rookies wanted to stick around to hit the gym a little bit harder, to get in the playbook a little bit more, to maybe work on.
And they've got no money to pay for flights home. Let's be real about it.
That's the other thing.
Right. But this is the thing about the Rider Nation. I don't know if any other team is the same, but just win. And you're not, that question doesn't come up probably if they're not 1-3. If Cody Fajardo's 3-0 as a starter, this guy's not asking. Just win and go wherever you want on the bye. Just wait till it says, is he going to live here in the offseason? Because that's the other big one, right?
Why don't you live here?
Right? I've often said, just win, and nobody gives a rat's ass where you live. But that's something about here, and I think only here. I mean, do Leaf fans, Darren, you're a Leafs fan. Leafs fan. Do they care where the Leafs spend their offseason?
I don't think that question's ever come up.
It's ever come up.
And they never win.
Why? Even better. Why does it matter? Greg's question about staying here in the bye week and watching film, I actually do get. You know, we had Darian Durant on the show on Friday, and there was a gym rat if there was, or a film rat if there was ever a film rat. That was his thing. Let's put it this way. Fajardo better come out and win Saturday against the BC Lions, or they'll be all over him this.
I think that comment does stem from Durant, because there was 1 week, I think, I don't know how many times he stuck around, but there was 1 week where we did the story on he's sticking around during the bye week, because he was, I don't know what year it was, but he was well into his CFL career. He was one of the better starting quarterbacks in the league. And he said, yeah, I'm sticking around on the bye week. I'm going to do some extra film. I'm going to get some reps with some of the younger receivers. And so I think that's where that comment stems from, is that, oh, he's so committed to his craft. He wants to stick around and get some extra work in. But you got to take a break. Whatever job you're in, if you're given a week of holidays, you better take a break and do what's best for you. If you want to stick around and relax a bit and do a bit of extra film work, fine. If you want to go home and visit your family, you should be able to.
Well, yeah. That's if you win. If you win, you can do whatever you want.
If you win the following week.
That's the bottom line in all of these things. Yeah. Kavis Reed might have got away with some of these things had they won.
Yep.
They did.
More information.
They won two games in
a row. Won two games in a row, and he's fine. I mean, consistently, of course.
Yeah.
But now things are coming out about the team circumventing the salary cap, and they had a very ingenious way of... Andrew wrote in here earlier on the Facebook feed. I don't know the latest because I've been on the air here for 40 minutes, but companies in Montreal paying the players under the table. I'd be shocked if the Ottawa were the only team doing that, but they're the only team caught. So, Kavis Reed looking for a job this morning. Robbie Securus. I thought he says the CFL has to make a statement on the Simone Lawrence hit. If players get 3 or 4 games without pay, maybe they will think twice of taking headshots on opposing players. I thought he said that the CFL's made a statement. I'm like, oh, good, here it is. What is it? No, we still wait. Yeah. Your opinion on that? TikTok. By the way,
I know.
Both of you?
It's insane.
It's getting a little embarrassing. Look.
The fact that I feel like we're in this spot again where we're trying to sweep it under the carpet. Just like Rose last year. And we
Jonathan Rose
when he hit the official and was allowed to play in the Grey Cup. And then we forgot about it over the offseason, and he ended up playing right away and never missed a single game. And it feels like the same thing, because until we brought it up last week, we had kind of not forgotten about it, but we'd stopped talking about it. It wasn't in the headlines. We were kind of just moving on. There was other things going, you know, happening. And now Kavis Reed news is here, and there's going to be more news every single week. are people hoping that we're going to forget about it, well, or are we going to deal with it?
It's a lot of things the CFL would love swept under the carpet. But it's not happening. Sorry, guys. Sorry. You got to be accountable on these things. TikTok, as you said. We'll take a timeout. I'm hoping that Kenton Keith joins us next. Yes, he's just settling in. The infamous Kenton Keith. Stay tuned. That's next. Love talking to these former Rough Riders. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes? Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back on a Monday morning. Just ahead of Kent and Keith, a couple of Prairie Mobile text messages to read have come in. This is from our Listen Live feed at rodpeterson.com. From Wayne in Victoria, hey, Rod, I'm listening on your Listen Live feed on my way back to Regina to watch the Riders and Lions play on July 20th at Mosaic. Fun fact, Darren DuPont, don't we have 4 to 5 times as many listeners as viewers?
Yeah, it's amazing.
On a daily basis?
Sometimes it goes up and down, and these ones go up. It's everybody's consuming it in different ways at all times, and it's cool that we have that option.
Which was your dream.
People are chiming in.
Kudos. By the way, I had a dream last night for a tremendous invention that's going to make us all rich. I'll tell you about it in the break.
Okay.
It's so exciting. So exciting. I had a dream. Don in Saskatoon says, surely audits on the Alouettes performed for new owners happened and Kavis was exposed? Kavis Reid fired yesterday as the general manager of the Montreal Alouettes, and reports in the Montreal Gazette that there was some financial misgivings going on with the football club. So we'll see. We'll see for that's an emerging story. So we're going out on the video chat right now to join one of the most popular Rough Rider figures in the franchise's history. I don't think that I'm over-exaggerating that. Kenton Keith joins us this morning. 3.5 seasons with the Riders, couple in the National Football League, then the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and KK's with us today. Good morning, Kenton. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Rod? Long time no see, man.
Far too long. So are you hooking up with us in Nebraska this morning, or where do we find you at?
I'm actually in Austin, Texas. That's where I'm based at right now.
How are things in Austin, Texas? Is it hotter than campfire chili down there?
Oh, yeah. You know, it stays hot down here. That's one of the reasons I like it here, man, for my business, year-round fitness. So it's a great place to be.
Ken, you've been doing that for a while now, a few years, if I'm not mistaken. Tell me how, and I know this fitness thing and fitness coaching in the States has just taken off like a rocket. What are you doing in the industry?
I'm just pretty much teaching my own craft, you know, throughout my career as a football player. I've always took responsibility of training myself and any of the other guys that were, you know, in my vicinity. So I've created my own program through, you know, being a pro athlete, being injured, also being a fitness trainer at places like Valley Total Fitness, and just combining that whole thing and morphing it into my own program.
We know how big football is in Texas. Let me ask you this. When you're meeting people, talking to them, how big of a deal is it? Not just that you played for the Colts. I see the helmet on the wall. And the Jets. But also the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They know who the Riders are down there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I think every year the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, along with some of the other CFL teams, come down here, if not in Houston or Dallas, a couple times a year to do workouts. So a lot of the guys that are pursuing football, trying to get in football, usually know about the camps or anything like that. So it's always something that I prepare some of the guys that come to me for. So yeah, it's pretty popular.
We're asking our viewers.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say definitely a lot more popular than when I was coming out to Saskatchewan. So the CFL as a whole, you know, out here in America is just blown up a lot, 3 times bigger since I started. You know what I mean?
So why do you think that is?
Social media has a big part of it. Definitely. I don't know, man. I just feel like the history of the CFL, it reaches more people every year. You know, as you guys bring more Americans up there, there's a lot more, word of mouth going on from guys that are playing, guys that are released, guys that are, you know, aspiring to be there. So it's been around. I tell people all the time, it's been around longer than the NFL. So of course, you know, it's about time for it to touch the American soil, you know, and be real popular. So that's what I see right now.
I agree. Been around twice as long as the NFL. Most people wouldn't believe that. We got questions coming in on the Facebook feed from our viewers for you. I just got one for you, and that is, when you think of your time here, Kenton, what do you think of?
I say, you know, as far as my life, that was probably one of the funnest times of my life, being in Saskatchewan. young guy, first time being a professional athlete, showcasing my talent on the big screen. I had a lot of fun. I learned a lot and I grew a lot. So I guess I would say maturing is the word I would say for my time in Saskatchewan.
Ken Kayowski writing us on the Facebook wall. He says, question for KK, what was your favorite memory as a Rough Rider?
My favorite memory as a Rough Rider, I would have to say almost every Calgary game I played in.
Yes.
No, but the Western semifinals of 2003, I believe, against Winnipeg, when I first kind of, to me, put my name on the map as the style of running back that I was trying to bring to the table coming in after Cedric Shaw. I think it was the playoffs, and I had something like 3 or 4 touchdowns. And never had played the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the time, and they were like ranked number one in defense or something like that. But that was the first time I really got to understand, you know, what it was being a professional athlete. You know, I've always felt like I had the talent, but after that, the cameras were in my face. People were trying to do interviews. Autographs were being, you know, signed everywhere. And people don't know that I'm a real introvert. So some of that stuff was hard for me to deal with, but it took some getting used to. And I just feel like that game was the game that kind of jumped me to where my career left off at.
These guys got a couple for you, too. But I remember we had more yards rushing that game than passing, KK, if you remember. Nealon was probably kissing your feet after the game. And that was one of the best Winnipeg teams ever. That was a huge upset to go in there. And that was a fun night. Darren, what do you got for Kent and Keith?
Yeah, I mean, you played with the Riders, played with the Colts. Obviously, we know there's differences between the leagues. The show, the crowds, you know, the money. But you know, how similar did you find the Canadian Football League? What similarities were there between the CFL and the NFL for you?
Similarities, huh?
Like, was there that big of a difference with your game on the field?
As a running back, I would say that's probably one of the positions where the CFL and NFL would be kind of similar. That though, besides the spacing of the defensive line versus the offensive line. I think CFL, you get a yard, and NFL, you can be right on the ball, right? So other than that, as a running back, everything was real similar, man, especially being in the CFL, how fast the guys were. It really prepared me for going to the NFL. I think it would have been worse if I went to the NFL first and went to the CFL second. I wouldn't have been able to adjust as easy as I did going from the CFL to the NFL. And I think that's what a lot of guys don't understand. Like, just because you had a name in the NFL, just because you're this certain person in the NFL, that does not carry over to the CFL. You have to be a totally different type of back. I can only speak for backs. You got to be a totally different kind of back because there are different angles. There's a different timing factor. You know, the home run points that I call them are in different spots of the field. Especially having that one guy extra on defense makes a lot of difference too. So.
Ken, before I was a broadcaster, I was a season ticket holder in Section 27, and my first jersey was a Kent and Keith jersey.
Nice.
So it's nice to catch up with you, but I want to know about your return to the CFL with Hamilton. What was that experience like, and was it, you know, because you had your Saskatchewan experience, and I imagine it was a positive one. Did you want to come back to Saskatchewan at that time, and how different was it to go to Hamilton and how that worked out?
At the time, I did want to go back to Saskatchewan. I think they had different plans, but that's where I ultimately wanted to go. I never wanted to play for anybody else, but once that door was kind of closed, once I kind of figured out they were going a different way, you know, I was open to going to Hamilton, especially because that Coach Marcel was there, so I had a little taste of Saskatchewan still. But Hamilton is just a different place. You know, I was used to, when you say the CFL, that meant Saskatchewan to me. When you say Saskatchewan, that was all I knew in the CFL. So to go to Hamilton was a whole different world for me. I feel like I grew as a man in Saskatchewan, so that was almost home for me. You know, my wife and my son are from Saskatchewan. So it was an adjustment for me to really put on that yellow and black versus that green, man, and switch my numbers. You know what I mean? So, but I think I handled it pretty well. You know, unfortunately, I got hurt. And wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. But I think that I was, you know, if I was able to stay healthy, I think I would have had a nice career finishing off in Hamilton.
You mentioned your ties to Saskatchewan. I know you do get back here from time to time. Have you been in the new facility? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I actually haven't. I haven't been to Saskatchewan, I don't think, since 2016. I do plan on coming up there. Got to get my passport again. It's expired. So, but that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons I haven't been yet. But you know, we plan on coming up there. And my wife asks me every time when I go to Saskatchewan, what are my top favorite things that I got to do? And I always tell her, I got to go to Mr. Breakfast. I got to go to the stadium, and I got to go to Tabanyaki's.
Oh, it's so outstanding. I was just driving it. But they need by the other day. It needs a new sign, though. It's getting a little faded. What do you got, Taylor?
I have one more. I want to ask if Frontline has been in the studio doing any recordings lately and if you guys are going to release anything.
No, but you know me, I'm still an artist. I don't really do a whole lot right now, but I do still have a nice catalog of music that I listen to for myself. I think Nylon is dibbling dabbling in some music. We kind of reconnected over social media these last couple months, but I don't know what about Shantae Peoples, man. I haven't heard about him in a while. I doubt if he's doing anything like that, but no, nah, Frontline is done, man.
You were ahead of your time. You're ahead of your time, Ken.
Do you guys still talk? Do you still talk to some of your teammates? Nylon Green, you just said you connected. But do you guys talk about the glory days of playing with the Riders? Are you still friends with any of those guys?
Yeah, we do. We talk. Me, you know, more of my circle was more of like, you know, Nylon Green, Santino Hall. I still talk to Reggie Hunt. Emery Beckles, you guys remember Emery Beckles?
Little homie. Yeah, that was his nickname homie. Here, little homie. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I hooked up with Lamar Lee when I went out to Tampa Bay too. So anytime that we can connect, we usually try to connect and let each other, we're near each other. So, and then, you know, at that point, we try to take care of each other if somebody's in your neighborhood. So.
Speaking of connecting, where in Houston or Dallas are you?
He's in Austin.
You're in Austin. How far is that from Houston?
Texas. It's a long ways.
Okay. We're coming to Houston.
About two and a half hours.
Well, that's not far.
Well, in Saskatchewan terms, it's not far. Is that big? Is that a long ways in Texas terms?
2 hours driving is 2 hours driving. So
same as here.
That's not that far.
Yeah, it's not.
I used to drive 29 hours to Saskatchewan, so I can do that.
That's true. Well, we're coming down there with a sports trip, KK, in December and doing a couple of these shows down there. So we'll be in touch. I just want to ask you this. When you do come back, I know you're recognized on the street. Do you like that or do you not like that? That Rider fans still remember you and they still talk about you to this day, which I would have to think feels good because it's in glowing terms. But if you're recognized on the street, would you just say, don't bother me, or would you like it?
No, I think the people that know me and that see me usually know that, you know, when they see me, I sit down and talk. I'm very humble. I'm down to earth. So sometimes I do a lot more than a lot of football players would do for people. So the people that know me and that has ran across me know that. So I'm always open to it, man. You know, I know how it feels to be a fan, so I would never hold nothing back from keeping a fan from, you know, having a chance to ask whatever they want to ask or get an autograph or speak to me. So I'm pretty good with that.
Well, in doing this interview was a major plus. I know you put a smile on a lot of people's faces just watching it. So, Kenton, thanks for this and keep in touch and continued success. You look great.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
You bet. Kenton Keith from Austin, Texas, the home of Vince Young these days, by the way. Should ask him if he ever runs into VY down there. Kenton, for those younger viewers, I don't want to make him feel old. He's only 38, but it seemed like he was here longer than what he was. Right, gents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big impact.
Yeah.
Good time, not a long time.
Well, what is he, number five all time?
Yeah. So Roy Shivers found him, no doubt, out of college, obviously. Was it New Mexico State?
Yeah,
I believe.
Sounds like it.
And came to the Riders in 03, spent one season, and boom, was in the NFL with the league, in the league with the Jets in 04, and then back here 04 to 06, then to the Colts for one season in Indy, and then to the Ticats in 08, 09, as you brought up. which I actually forgot about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Didn't they always say back then, once you leave the Riders, your career goes... Not necessarily.
It's happened to a lot of people.
It's happened to a lot of guys.
Grass mm-hmm. isn't always greener.
Although he did play really well with the Colts. Yes. Short, but he played.
He's returning kicks there, right?
Well, and he was running the ball, too. He had an impact.
Yeah. Well, he's doing both.
He worked his way up the depth chart, for sure. But then, yeah, he got hurt in Hamilton. And
2-time All-Star, West Division Most Outstanding Player in 2006, Kenton Keith, joining us this morning from Austin, Texas. They're telling me to wrap up. The Facebook wall's going nuts. Everybody enjoyed our interview. I know I did. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show live on Facebook, as well as listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.